Stephen J. Harper, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope that as 2025 becomes a reality, we can go back and talk some more about some of what's happening.
That'd be great, and I hope we have more pleasant things to talk about.
Yes, sir. Well, again, Happy New Year to you. We'll see you on the other side.
Same to you. Thanks a lot, Doug.
All right, that about does it for this program, which was produced by Edward McMillan. This does give us the opportunity to kind of lighten the mood a little bit by going out with what I think is my favorite Christmas song, the Ronettes version of Sleigh Ride. If you don't like this song, folks, you need to have another cup of eggnog, I would say.
Double the brandy.
All the way. All right, I'm Douglas Everett. This is Radio Parallax, and we will do our best to fight the good fight in 2025. This is our final show of 2024. We'll see you next year.
All right, and that was episode 1049, dated December 25, 2024. And yes, we're airing it today on the 8th of January because it was not up in time for us to do this on Christmas Day. So we are all caught up, and gosh darn it, we already had Meta bow down as well today, or at least the news was out. Up next is Saxine. And before we get to that, let's see. Thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where for the next 30-ish minutes I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. But before we dive into Saxine this week, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, let me just give a quick little thing of, like, last week I talked about Peter Petty and the P Review or something to that effect, and, you know, I mislabeled it as guessing it was a Tom Petty thing. And thank you, Christopher, also known as Year 56LE, for correcting me on that. And then I had a conversation with Casey Rafferty from, you know, he used to be with KSSU and does a bunch of writing for Sacramento News and Review, also into the music scene, told me, oh, no, this is what it is, which was much more of a review of a bunch of really cool and silly, maybe classified as West Coast swing type songs. Anyway, it was quite fun, quite enjoyable. It was a good crowd at the Torch Club to welcome Peter Petty in. And, you know, there's a great thing. If you do go see Peter Petty and his P Review, stay till the end because there is an unveiling, or if you'd like, just letting you know, something to stay. You know, like when you watch a movie and you stay for the credits and then there's that little stuff afterwards. Anyway, let me move on and share with you a couple shows that caught my attention for this coming weekend. Some that they looked cool and others it was that, hey, there was a lot of the local bands that have been on these shows in the past and I just wanted to, you know, keep them out there in our minds and ears. So let me start with something from Stepdad Passport, and we will go from there as soon as I cue things up, and here we go. All right, slide that down, slide on in here, catch us up with what we have been listening to thus far this morning from the top of the hour. We just heard from Marigold and their song Overgrowth. No, actually, it was off their album Overgrowth, and this is their first cut off of that, which is just called 08-16-19. It was released December 18th, 2020. They're considering themselves a post-core shoegaze band from Sacramento, and they're doing a thing together with who we heard just ahead, which was Step Dad Passport, with their song Extreme Paranoia, which was released March of 2024 on Stepdad Passport Records. As I was saying, they are doing a thing together with The Filthy Kids, Halibut Head, and Kinsley all together this Friday night starting at 8 p.m. in Sacramento. You can catch them all at the Press Club. It is a 21 and over venue, and there will be the requirement of the coin of the realm at the door if you'd like to get in there and check them out. I'm sorry, I'm not playing anything from the Filthy Kids, Halibut Head, or Kinsley this morning. That is because I share a lot of their music normally when I am on air or sitting in with others, but I've not really shared the love for Stepdad Passport. And this was my first time airing something from Marigold. They all sound pretty cool, and it looks like, hey, if you don't have something lined up, or if I didn't have something lined up for Friday, I definitely would be there. Let me quickly do a public service announcement for you real quick. Yeah, I think this might be the one I want. And then we're going to get back to more music because I have a heck of a lot still that I would like to share with you. So here we go on this for underwriting.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
All right, and let us get back with some more music. Going to start off something with a lo-fi lowdown and go from there.
Time. Leave it.
I'm going to slide in here and bring TMU down a little bit so I can speak over them and catch you up since we are running out of time. So what we are listening to now is TMU, their song Total Letdown off of their collection Total Letdown, which was released July 23rd, 2024. Prior to that, we heard from Freecher from their fantastic EP Dumb American, released December 7th of 2018. They're an alt-punk band, also from Sacramento, and we heard prior to that from the Denim Nuns, Academic Comeback of the Century. This is the third song, Notwithstanding, off of that release, which was done in September of 2024 on Freaky Eel Records. National Ransom is above that with their song Thoughts and Prayers. That was released January 5th of 2024. Another alt-punk band from Sacramento. We started something, and we started this set off with something from Lo-Fi Lowdown. Roots Rock Revival, they've got out there, and that song is called Wet Summer, self-released December 6th of 2024. They consider themselves a jam grass alt-rock band, and they are also out of Sacramento. All of these bands together are going to be doing a thing this Saturday night, January 11th, an all-ages thing, in fact, where it will be at Goldfields on Vernon Street in Roseville. That would be 238 Vernon Street, and that is down in the old Roseville area at Goldfields Trading Post. When I first put this together, I didn't realize that Lo-Fi Lowdown was actually a band. I thought it was the name of everything that was going to be going on called a Lo-Fi Lowdown. Anyway, it's kind of like an alt-punk with some jam grass alt rock as the headliners. It looks like a pretty fun thing. National Ransom has been on the show before. Freecher, I've become more aware of and like what they are doing. TMU Rockin' and the Denim Nuns. Yeah, very interesting. Like all what I heard. So as we wrap things up with the TMU in the background, I'd like to thank you all for joining me today for another edition of Sac Scene This Week, where we feature artists from our Sacramento independent music scene, what they sound like, and how they can be seen. And I kind of look at what looks interesting to me on the KDVS event calendar to come up with this show, which is shared during the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and the 3 p.m. hour. A broadcast daily here on KDVS Davis, and is brought to you by your volunteer staff here at KDVS Davis. If you'd like to sponsor this or any other show on KDVS Davis, yeah, I've said that a lot, haven't I? You can contact our fundraising and underwriting director at fundraising@kdvs.org. And you do not need to be a business. You can be an individual if you would like to sponsor any one of the shows that you enjoy listening to here on KDVS Davis for another time. And the Earworms Garden is up next if you care to stick around, where our guest today will be Miss Katie Nipp in all of her glory and smile. And she is just giggling over there at the other mic, and we will come into that shortly. What you're hearing in the background right now, and I guess I will then make our transition into what we are doing, is I've got a little something brand new from Rainbow City Park. This is called Water Under the Bridge. It is unreleased at this time. This will be their first EP coming out on February 4th. And they will be in the studio with me on Wednesday, January 29th from 9:30 to 10:30, where we'll be premiering more of the songs off of this EP, which is called Fruitless. Want to let you know that they do have a show coming up in Davis on February 25th. But you can also catch them in Chico at the Naked Lounge on the 7th of February, and then at the Low Bar in Reno on the 8th. And then going a little bit further into February, on the 15th, you can catch them down in Oakland at Ellie's Mile High Club. And on the 21st at Goldfields in Sacramento. And then if you're going to still be around town on Memorial Day weekend's the first one, right? Begins the summer's Memorial Day. Labor Day ends the summer. Yeah. So on May 30th, they'll be having a show at the Tri Co-ops as well. But we'll have much more to talk about that on the 29th of January when they are my guest here. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. This is now the Earworm's Garden, but before we get into our garden chat with Miss Katie Knipp, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by Miss Katie Knipp. I know, it's long drawn out, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello. Catch us up on what you have been doing since last time we had seen you and Neil was with you here at the studio.
Oh, man. So I can't remember what month that was we were here, but...
It seems like yesterday.
I know. 6 months ago, my eighth album released, and it's called Me, and it's been doing really well. It's been my most adventurous...
It has been getting some really cool kudos out there.
It's been my most adventurous, large project of my life so far.
So far, yeah.
I'm very proud of it.
And still so very young.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't say that, but... Yeah, man. My team is just making... Every day I wake up, I can't believe I get to play music with Neil Campisano.
Uh-huh.
Chris Martinez, Steve Utstein, and Pancho Tomaselli. They're just the greatest group of guys in the whole world. It's taken, you know, this many years of my life to settle in and have that A-team.
That A-team?
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you have any